This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Right, let's talk financial technology now. Long before fintech was a trendy buzzword, a company in Dubai was set up called Network International that manages lots of payments when you go to the shops and buy something. Last year, it floated on the London Stock Exchange, and it is a multi-million, indeed multi-billion dollar company. Joining us on the line now, I'm delighted to say, is the chief executive, Simon Haslam. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Richard.
So yesterday we had the profit figures for Network International. We saw a decline in revenue from bricks and mortar point of sale transactions, but perhaps no surprise, an increase in revenue from online transactions. Tell us the story.
Okay, so you're right. We're pleased with the positive trading momentum that we picked up for the part remainder of the second half. It was obviously we had a complete lockdown in April. The business has slowly improved since then as the business has come back. We had at one stage we were 60% down on volumes compared to what we would normally see as at the end of July, beginning of August. Although it's early days, we're now only down 10%. Obviously, what we have done is we've seen a big trend and move from people switching or paying in bricks and mortar to paying online, and we've been encouraging our customers to help them move by providing free transfers to them, by helping them with our plug and play pay by link acceptance platform, by providing minimum transaction fees and so on and so forth.
So you did report a small first half loss because of that decline. I mean, to be honest, I'm reading that, Simon, as just a kind of short-term COVID blip, and everything goes back to relatively normal in the second half of this year and pretty much normal in 2021. Am I being naive in thinking that, or is that how you're reading it as well?
No, that's how I'm reading it as well. If you look at Network, we are the only player of scale in the world's most underpenetrated market in respect of payments, and I see this as a short-term disruption. You have to remember that, you know, today across the Middle East and Africa, more than 85% of all transactions take place in cash.
85% still cash, Simon?
Yes, absolutely. Even here in Dubai, which people think is a sophisticated market, when you've got all the physical malls, once you move outside of those, there's still a huge amount of cash transactions taking place. And I think what will actually happen is that this pandemic, once it's over, it will actually accelerate the move from cash to digital payments, and we're already seeing that in our business. If you look at our e-commerce business, if you exclude government and airlines, that's grown by 45% since the beginning of the year. If you look at the way that people are using their cards in the market, then I look at a series of 10 cohorts across my business, and all of those cohorts have changed the way they use their cards. Some have gone from, for example, 100% of their using their cards at ATMs down to 56% now in July, and the rest of those transactions taking place either in shops, online, or through mobile. So I think we're starting to see quite a shift in the market, and I think that will continue post this pandemic.
Very quickly, are we seeing it in Saudi Arabia, biggest economy in the region?
Well, we're not in Saudi Arabia right now. We have ambitions to go there. We hope to start entering that market towards the end of this year, but you will see similar changes in that market as you will in this market as well.
Well, let's talk about Africa, because you are pushing into Africa. You've got a big acquisition going on at the moment, nearly $300 million. You're buying a company called DPO, which you describe as the leading high-growth online commerce platform in Africa. In simple terms, what are you buying in Africa, and why are you buying it?
Okay, so as you quite rightly say, DPO is the largest online commerce platform at scale across Africa, providing e-commerce and mobile money to over 47,000 merchants across 19 countries. Africa is obviously a big growth area of ours. We're already present in Africa, 40 countries, 140 banks, and the acquisition of DPO further consolidates our presence in Africa and adds capabilities across online, mobile and alternative payments for us.
Why make an acquisition? You're already in Africa. Why not just grow organically?
Because it gives us capability that we don't have today, that we would either have to build ourselves, find the people to build ourselves. That takes time to come to market, and then we'd have to find a distribution. And that will probably take you 3 to 4 years, and in that time, the market's moved on. We're buying capability, we're buying distribution, and we're buying smart people.
Finally, let's talk about fintech here in Dubai and the region. Network International, I mentioned in the introduction, you were a fintech before fintech was trendy. Before anyone had heard of fintech, you were doing what you do, and now you're a very successful, mature company listed on the London Stock Exchange. In the fintech space, Simon, what excites you most here in the Middle East? Not so much as the CEO of Network International, but as someone who's passionately involved in this industry.
I think what excites me here is the opportunities and experimentation that people are allowed to make through the encouragement of the government and also other financial institutions through the hubs they set up, which gives a forum and opportunity for fintechs to try to either be successful or to fail, or to fail fast. And it's a very entrepreneurial country from that perspective.
Simon, great talk to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Simon Haslam is the boss of Network International, the chief executive officer.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.